line. Did you want to speak?
Yeah, I think that the referral back to the CFO is doesn't make any sense. I think that, because what am I going to do with it? I think that that it either the outcomes that make sense either get referred to the committee per the board policy, which is on the table, or it can be he'll go to the PNB and brought up there at some subsequent meeting, or we can simply receive the information here. And I think that whether or not what line item even it comes from may depend on what the PNB decides. They may decide the consultant line item, then the financial impact work will have been for naught because the PNB can decide where it comes from. So I don't think sending it back to me will work. All I'm going to do is wait to see what instructions are from whoever we're making the final decision.
Okay.
So I guess what I would propose, the three options I'm seeing is that we can simply have received it, understanding that it's not complete in terms of what will happen with this. There are certain objections there we're seeing. Or we can refer it to the coordinating committee. Or we can refer it to the PNB and basically state the obvious that that the financial impact statement, I think Dave's motion is a good one. We give them the financial impact so they have that to work with, but tell them that we're not recommending that this. Are there other issues outstanding? PNB itself has to resolve.
There's a couple of things that's not really clear.
This is Beth.
Yeah, I think there is Jane next.
I
heard some more conversation.
I might pass, I'm not sure.
Baruti? Baruti, we hear your conversation.
It is not clear. No, I just wanted to ask for a reminder before I seconded the motion to refer this back to the CFO. Could the secretary read the motion that was on the table prior to that?
If I'm the secretary, I can. Yeah. There was an initial motion and then a proposed amendment, which was not voted on, which I'm willing to withdraw, but if there's objection, then it will be voted on. The amendment first that would be decided is, but recommends that the PNB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code. And the initial proposal, which may have been an amendment if there was a motion on the floor before it, is the PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project and finds the project feasible and the impact summary reasonable.
Terry, this is LaVarne. At some point I thought I actually asked to maybe it was before then to refer it to a coordinating committee. Because, again, I think that the sticking point here is just the proposal as it is outlined.
I think you're right. So we decide that after we decide on Brian's referral.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a quick question, LaVarne.
Sure.
Is your proposal to refer it to coordinating committee and then have it come back to us?
Yes.
And the purpose of referring to coordinating committee?
Because it's simply to have it approved by a committee in terms of what the because there have been various ideas and put forward by everyone in terms of how this should go, and whether it should be strictly written as a consultant when there are other alternatives to get the work done.
You know, I think that's a good idea, and I would withdraw my motion to commit in lieu of that if that's procedurally possible.
I have a point of order.
Sure, Dave.
I had made a motion that we add the change that we specify the line item, et cetera, from which the funding comes.
I heard that.
Yeah, we heard that. So where would that carry? But we're trying to get to
that. That was in discussion.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear it as a clear motion.
Yeah.
I thought I said I'd like to move that, but whatever.
Yeah, I think you did, but everything before you said that was too confused for me to write down.
Right. And plus it was in relation to that. So where are we exactly? Are we going to recognize that my initial motion is set to refer to coordinating or Jane, I'm sorry, I hear you trying to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want a clarification. So you were suggesting that we ask the coordinating committee to be very clear on the proposal before we approve any financial impact statement?
before we, and not even approve
before
the funds,
to
before we are asked
to consider
that the right there is funding for in terms of the financial impact of this proposal.
So then is this project description that comes everything before the financial numbers, all of
right.
that is in, that's something that the coordinating committee has worked on previously?
Dave, have you?
Yeah, no, and this is something that an executive is saying, I want to enter into this contract. And the contracts policy said if the coordinating committee feels that there is an issue, that it should be reviewed by the PNB, it can request that the contract not be executed until there's PNB review. But again, in this case, it's a totally pro forma issue because the PNB has to look at this. I'd like to speak to the motion.
Sure. Go ahead, Dave.
I mean, I consider it all essentially dilatory. I mean, are you saying that the financial impact will change from 15,000 to 14,000 depending on something, you know, coming out of that process?
You're speaking to me?
I'm speaking to the motion. I consider the motion just to be a motion to hold things up. I don't see, and I disagree with Lonnie's point to one degree, which is I don't think it's appropriate for the Finance Committee to let the board make some recommendation as to source of funds. I think that is exactly what we're reviewing. We're saying, and this body is supposed to say, 15,000? Let me give the example of the archives budget. The PNB passed a motion saying archives is going to get $130,000. It's going to come from $25,000 from each of the station, and these two stations don't have to pay until the end of the year. Okay, that's a financial impact. It says, or that's a financial plan, essentially. It says we're taking the money from here, here, and here. The purpose of this review is for this committee to say, no, it should come from over here, and this is going to be your impact on your bottom line. And we can do that right now if people want to do it. And for the rest of it, I don't agree. I don't agree with that there's anything unclear or the rest. I understand that there are concerns, and Thomas has raised some of them, about the particular structure of this proposal. But the financial impact, no, I don't see anything unclear. So, you know, again, I'm asking my colleagues to go ahead and dispense with this so we can deal with the other business of the Finance Committee. And I understand that issues like the one Thomas has raised, such as, you know, does a proposal by a person then get bid to, you know, put out there something? We're going to ask anybody to do what Rob's proposed or what we've put forward here. That's something that's going to have to get dealt with, and the coordinating committee may deal with that issue because contracts do come to it, or it might punt and have the PMB deal with it. But for what this committee needs to do, I'd like to see us approve a financial impact. I think it's pretty straightforward.
This is LaVorne. You know, I certainly think that to suggest that, you know, the motion is dilatory is certainly in that, and to make a judgment call in terms of holding something up is totally not acceptable in terms of or making a judgment on the motives of another member of the committee. And I certainly rule that out of order at this time. But and that I would suggest that all of the concerns is presented to finance, all of the concerns that have been laid on the table tonight, that the maker of the motion should consider that there are these serious concerns here. There's, you know, one of the committee members, which was also out of order in terms of what Brian said, but but there are some serious concerns here. And I would think that that's the purpose of finance, is to raise these issues and get those and try to resolve those within the committee where it should be resolved and bring it forward. I mean, if you get a coordinating committee, we can call a meeting of the finance committee. I'm sure everyone would be willing to meet within a week, an earlier time, to look at this finance impact statement based on what comes back. But at this time, the concerns are here, and I think you should heed those concerns and not accuse people of holding something up. I mean, that is just totally out of order. And so are there any other discussion? Otherwise, we need to vote on the motion.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair, very quickly.
Sure.
Very quickly. I agree with everything, just about everything you said, but Brian's motion was one that I seconded. I don't think he can withdraw it. It's gone now. So I think the concerns about what the coordinating committee need to do was amended by Brian's motion, and if Brian's motion being on the table is adopted, then I think those other concerns need to be addressed either, you know, with a request from the coordinating committee to address those concerns and do it as expeditiously as possible, because I agree with you. First of all, though Dave probably didn't mean to be offensive, he was out of order, and he invoked your personal privilege. And then on the other hand, I would like for this thing to be done right and quickly. I want it done now. But as Brian and several others have brought out, there are problems, and I think you summed it up, Madam Chair. So my vote is not to delay, it's to get it right. So
I have a point of privilege.
So the point of order is I do think Brian's motion is on the table, and unless we've got some different arrangements, he can't take it back. But y'all know better.
Okay.
Only my second committee meeting.
I have a point of privilege.
Sure. Dave.
Yeah, I object to the characterization of what I said. When you said, was I talking about you, I said the impact of the motion and that the motion is dilatory. And that is not a questioning of anybody's motives. It was what I believe to be a statement of fact about the impact of the motion. And if you cannot say that, I don't understand how to conduct debate. But I want to clarify that I was not making any statement about you, hostile or otherwise.
Right. Okay, thank you. Let's move. Okay, so Terry, where are we?
Brian offered to withdraw his motion to refer, but I believe that there is objection.
And I offer to withdraw my second of that motion.
Well, it didn't need a second. If there is objection, then the motion should be voted on. And I think a seconder objected.
The second is already
there. Madam Chair, point of order.
Sure, Dave.
I don't think there's an objection to withdrawing.
There isn't. Unless Dave... Hello?
The committee, no second is required.
Right, okay.
So it's not an issue of a seconder.
He's withdrawn. Okay, so let's go ahead.
I'm withdrawing if it's possible to substitute your motion, LaVarne.
Your motion is next in line.
Yeah.
Burns is next. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So,
and if I may speak to it briefly?
Yes, please.
Because I think we're all shooting for the same thing here. I think if the coordinating committee clarifies exactly what the contract is, then it may make it easier for the financial impact statement we look at to be more specific.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And it takes the pressure off Lonnie to do guesswork about.
Right, I can't guess it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Do we have a question? Who's that? Dave?
In what way, could you explain to me how something that the coordinating committee might do would clarify anything relevant to the financial impact?
What kind of
thing are you asking the coordinating committee to do to clarify it for the purposes of clarifying the financial impact?
Secretary has text. The way I characterize this in my draft minutes is that LaVarne moves referral to the coordinating committee for finalization of the project parameters.
My question remains. I don't understand how, if we delay this, it ends up having any... My picture of the financial impact says it comes from this budget line, it's up to this amount, and the other piece, by the way, of financial impact, and here I'm probably slitting my own throat, is... What kind of financial impacts might it have? For example, it includes approaching funders. By the time we do this deal, I'm hoping to already have quite a bit in excess of that in a commitment from donors to be able to move this. But there's nothing in there about that. So if you guys want to take that as something that maybe comes out of should be in a financial impact, I'll take that point. But what do you imagine that the clarifying committee would do that would change whether or not $15,000 would come from a given budget line?
But Thomas, this is Thomas. If the coordinating committee thought it would be more appropriate to post an announcement for all comers to seek the position, the cost of that posting the announcement and reviewing applications ought to be included, because I don't think you could do that for ZIP.
Brian here. I think the point is that we're charged with reviewing the financial impact of motions before the PNB. Right now, there is not a motion before the PNB. When there is a motion before the PNB, it will be a proposed contract. We are not actually reviewing right now the financial impact of a specific proposed contract. We are reviewing, according to Lonnie, his best guess about what may be in the range of possibility coming from the PNB. And I'm not comfortable with having more specificity.
Is there other comments? Shall we go to a vote?
Well, just one quick thing.
Sure.
Aren't we supposed to look at motions before they go to the PNB, not after they go to the PNB, right? We're supposed to, so that when the PNB looks at it, part of their information that they have to make a decision is what the Finance Committee says, or the Finance Committee's assessment of the dollars included in the particular proposal. So I don't think we wait till after the PNB looks, or wait till it's on their desk. We're supposed to look at it before it gets to them, so we can say, okay, well, somebody wants to spend $15,000 on a particular project. We've looked at the impact that it's going to have on the foundation's budget, and we feel as though that the foundation's budget can handle a $15,000 expenditure in this particular area.
Right. It's after the coordinating committee, but before the PND.
Point of order. I actually think it can go either way, depending on the rules of the board.
And depends on the questions and that are actually there about the motion itself. And in this case, there are a number of questions, and again, so are there any other comments, or shall we go to a vote?
Call the question, please.
Okay.
Read the question one more time, please.
On the motion to refer to the coordinating committee, how do you vote, Dave Adelson?
No.
Baruti Bediako? Baruti, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Brian Edward Teeker?
Yes.
Yes. Jane Gatewood?
No.
No. Terry Goodman? No. Lonnie Hicks?
No.
No. Sandra Rawlein?
No.
No. Berthold Reimers?
No.
No. Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Yes. Bob Sanborn? Is Bob absent? Bob Sanborn?
Bob is not on the call.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Back to Baruti Bediako. On referral to the coordinating committee.
Oh, abstain. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't say it loud enough.
That's three yeses, six noes, and two abstains. The motion fails. Going back
Brian
to
here.
What happened before.
Brian here, I believe debate is still open.
Dave, well, there would have to be debate because Dave was moving that the motion be amended to identify the line item from which funds will come. and that needs
that
to be more specific, I think.
That the motion should specify the amount of funds and the line, and actually I'll change it to the line item or items from which the funds may be drawn, and it should specify the range of potential impacts on the bottom line.
Brian here?
Yes, Brian.
I guess I didn't read the body right, but was it maybe more acceptable to refer this back to the CFO for some people? Because I'm down with that, too. I mean, David's making a nonspecific amendment. It seems we have to either identify a line item or kick it back to someone to identify a line item, but not, say, figure out a line item after we look at it.
No, I thought that David, I'm sorry, Jane, it was my understanding that Dave had a specific line item he wanted to propose.
Can I respond?
Sure.
Do people think it makes a substantive difference? In other words, I think that the final thing that Lonnie brings forward should specify line item. If the Finance Committee wants it named, we can name it. I think the line item it goes in is probably consultants line item, but there might be a line item such as technology that it can go into. I don't know. Lonnie, do you have in mind, like, two things have been brought forward, a couple of different possibilities. People are suggesting that the board may want to have an open hire process for this project that we've developed, and that it might go some other way. What line item or items would it be appropriate to assign these expenses to?
Point of order, didn't you make a motion earlier? Are you changing your motion?
We're discussing it in committee, Tom.
No, we're discussing it, but I thought he made a motion and we were going to vote on his motion. Now, that's not what he said earlier. Now he's asking Lonnie, what should his motion be?
Okay, look, I mean, whatever you want to do, we can get...
I know what I want to do, but I'm trying to get clear. I thought you made a motion, honestly.
I made a motion that that Lonnie should specify the line which it comes from, but if people are suggesting that we should have that line listed here, then I'm amenable to that.
I would hope so, but you were asking Lonnie a question. My answer to you would be yes, make it specific, but I apologize. Lonnie needs to answer your question.
I think that we can take it from the consultant's line item in the national office. We can take it from the consultant's line item. A part of it can come from the consultant's line item in the board budget. There are a number of places. I'm saying that there's plenty of places it could come from. That's not an issue, not a problem. And the proviso that I would add to it is, I think Dave's amendment to it would be specifying what the impact on the bottom line is. A good thing to do. Give people the range of what the impact. I don't think there will be any impact. I think we're underspending in enough places where this will not impact the bottom line. So either way, I'm amenable to. But I do think that it's still the question of what is the financial impact? And that question can be answered. Now, I'm willing to just send out the financial impact statement tomorrow, and we're done with it. And why are we prolonging it? Is there enough money, and where it will likely come from? Can I answer that question?
Sure, go ahead.
Can I get on the stack, too?
Yeah, Ben Barucci. Jane and Ben Barucci.
I think that right now what I would do is I would take it from board will underspend its consultant line item by $5,000, and then I would have the national office consultant line item just so that in the event that the board tries to hire a consultant, at least we'll have some synergy between the line items. The board says, we're going to do an open process, and we're going to interview 10 people. Well, then they will add additional costs, and then I have to go looking for those funds.
Jane?
I just wanted to say that I was influenced. I don't understand the exact wording of this motion, and I hope we can come back to that in a second, but this amendment in terms of the line item. But I definitely have been swayed by the fact that the original intent of the financial review statement is, as has been stated emphatically by Lonnie and Dave. That's the reason why I felt like we should just act on this tonight. But I wanted to act on it, assuming that we can incorporate the amendment that Terry offered about the concerns, and perhaps there might be one additional concern we could add to it about the need, about the concern that it should be noticed freely for anybody.
Your voice is fading. You need to speak up. Are you there?
I'm here. I think my phone is giving out. Is this any better?
Yes.
Okay. No, I just wanted to say that I hope that we can add the caveat that Terry had in his amendment, and perhaps one other, to address the need, the concerns that some people have mentioned, and just move it on. Go ahead and I do think that I heard Dave mention one or two specific line items rather than the one that was in this statement. So, Terry, did you have a record of him mentioning a specific line item?
Not Dave.
Okay.
Well, we can amend the financial impact statement. There is a specific item that identifies the source of the funds. And I could amend that, or the committee could ask me to do that, and we would be done. I think there is no contradiction between sending it forward with a note attached with the concerns that people have expressed. And I think we've done our job in that regard.
I agree. Thank you. I'm sorry, Baruti.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to get back to what I had raised before. I guess it was came out of the comments that Brian made in terms of moving. Well, I don't know if it has to be part of an overall package or a separate motion, but I wanted to move that if a consultant is retained to provide the services in question, that management have the terms of the agreement with the consultant review to assure that the foundation is not exposed to any potential liability as it relates to, you know, employer-employee relations, so on and so forth.
Well, Madam Chair, I mean, could we get an agreement, a general agreement, that we can review it on what I call the narrow gauge financial impact statement? But there's no reason not to, if we so choose, to add any concerns as a note to the financial impact statement or a separate. Either way.
Sorry, what was the last point you made?
Well, I see no contradiction between adding a note to either the impact statement itself, or listing some concerns that we would have, or as a separate note saying, look, folks, here's the impact statement as we are charged to do, but here are some concerns that arose in our discussions, and we want to make sure you're aware of those. That seems like
order.
Easy to do.
Okay. Dave?
Didn't Baruti actually make the motion, or did that never happen? I mean, in other words, isn't that amendment of his already before us, or did we never actually formally move that?
I don't think it was formally moved because it was going to be attached to an earlier one that was never considered. So.
No, we're back to that one now, aren't we?
Okay, Terry, I'm sorry, where are we?
If we decide on Dave's motion, then we would be back on an amendable motion from me.
Brian here.
Brian?
I'm starting to get too tired to think straight, and I appreciate that the people who support this want to move quickly on it. I'm wondering if the body would be amenable to continuing this discussion to 1 week from tonight. I mean, I can't imagine where you guys are at on the East Coast.
We're up late.
That's too many meetings.
Resolve it.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
I'd be amenable if we added in that we'll deal with the that we'll deal with the RFP process, too. One of the reasons I'd wanted to do that first is that I think it goes to some of these questions that people are asking about who gets to propose things and the rest of it. And I think it would be helpful to deal with that. And I think that proposal, you know, in other words, had the RFP process been in place, then it might have come through that kind of thing. So, I don't think we can act on it tomorrow. I'm willing to do it later. At the same time, I think that we should be ready to go. But if other people want to meet next week, my life doesn't count for anything. We can spend the time.
Okay. How did Kitty feel?
Au contraire. Excuse me. I'm trying to understand something.
Yes.
Did Dave say that we might well need the request for proposal process to be in place before we can make this?
Oh, no.
This particular proposal, this particular request for proposal effective?
No.
He said that why are we debating whether the financial impact is adequate if we don't even know if this thing is adequate? Did I misunderstand? I must have misunderstood.
Yeah.
Right?
You misunderstood. I was just saying I think we also need to move on the RFP process. And so if we were going to meet next week at this time and we would deal with that as well, I'd be amenable, but this, to me, this is a separate issue because there is no such thing as an RFP process. I want to conflate the two. I was just pointing out that...
I'm trying to confuse us at this hour.
Yeah, I'll just stop right there. No,
okay.
That is not what I was suggesting.
Okay, if I look at the calendar, next, the 29th is governance, the 30th is coordinating, and there are meetings for the whole week. So unless, you know, we can meet at, because we want to look at the two items, the both these two initiatives or motions, the RFP and DDD. So unless we want to meet sometime earlier, if people are available, say at, 5 o'clock or maybe 5:30 Eastern time.
9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to withdraw my agreement. We're close. We have the stuff. We've discussed it. I think we should act on it. If the meeting times are going to be held to arrange, I think we should just go ahead. Pardon me.
Okay. We want to take that. Okay. There's been a proposal to meet next week and conclude this. And then, so how does the committee, we're going to take a quick vote on that.
That would be to continue to 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, March 29th.
Although there's a governance meeting, we'd have to coordinate a different time.
Do we have interlocking members?
Yeah. I'm not on it.
I'm on it.
Oh, okay.
What time would work for you, Thomas?
Not the 29th. I mean, I'm not doing two of these meetings. I know y'all blessed in California. Blessed. Did the sun go down yet?
It just did. There's a personnel meeting, actually, which is 6 days. It's at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
8. Call everyone. And have
How about Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern?
That's programming at 8:30. Monday's archive.
Would people Sunday's care election. To do this? Would people care to do this Saturday?
Oh.
We have a local station board meeting.
Yes, we do.
Let's just finish our business, folks.
Okay,
I hear a bajillion different amendments floating around, and I'm getting too tired to stay on top of what they all are. And I think this is when we make our worst decisions.
I think I only heard one. I heard two. I heard the one that is not stated clearly yet by Dave about which line item, and then the other one was stated very clearly by Terry. He's read it to us twice and perhaps could read it to us once again, or then perhaps just read the amended motion as it would read if we accepted it. And then there was a third one that I think Baruti was going to add. Somebody was going to add to express one additional concern, and that's all that I think that's all that we're talking about. Those three things.
And Baruti's motion and Terry's, I think, are substantively equivalent.
Well, it was somebody else had mentioned wanting to express concern about that it might be advisable to go out to. Could you read what you had, Terry?
Jane and. Someone else mentioned open hire.
Yeah.
You know, job posting.
Yeah. So just something to add.
Can you read the amendments the amendments that we have definitely before us?
Well, on the table currently is an incomplete motion to continue in a week at a date and time not yet specified.
And before that, what are they?
Before that was your motion that the motion be amended to identify the amount of funds, the line item or line items from which the funds will come, and the range of possible impact on the bottom line.
How about Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern?
I'll do Sunday.
I'm not available at all. Maybe and Sunday evening, maybe 8 o'clock Eastern.
There's the election on Sunday.
National Finance Committee meeting on Sunday.
Wait, we are the finance
committee. Okay, the National Elections Committee meeting.
That would be really convenient. Oh, that's right, the Elections Committee, that's true.
Tuesday the 3rd?
Terry, what was your motion?
Amendment.
Terry's your amendment.
Okay. My including a proposed amendment to the amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project and finds the project feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PMB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code.
Isn't that effectively what Baruti was saying, too?
Yeah, but there, Jane mentioned there was also talk about open bid on any consultancy or
just
job.
Just add the phrase, and they wish to consider open bidding for this position, and or...
And she's echoing what someone else said.
I mean, Thomas had mentioned...
Thomas.
Well, we don't... It is getting late.
The possibility would be Wednesday at 7 p.m.
And I teach a class on Wednesdays.
Madam Chair, can we just vote the motions that are on the floor, and if they fail, then we'll schedule another
meeting. Okay, fine. Okay, so the motion is to continue this meeting on some later date. A specific date, it looks like,
yeah.
Monday now.
On a date and time to be determined by the chair.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No?
It has to be agreed to by the body, and that wasn't part of the motion.
It has to be properly formulated as a specific time and place.
Yeah, we have to decide that before we get off.
What about Tuesday, April 3rd?
Wait a second. But let's vote the motion first. If the motion fails, then we don't have to do this.
Good point.
Okay. Please.
Okay. On the motion to continue the discussion in about a week at a date and time to be determined if this motion passes.
We're withdrawing that momentarily? Can we withdraw that temporarily?
Just vote them. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter.
Go to the motion of substance?
No, I don't think so. It's pretty much a motion to adjourn, which is in order at any time.
So can we vote it?
So am I allowed to call the roll on this motion?
Please.
Dave Adelson.
No.
Rudy Berriaco.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Jane Gatewood.
Abstain.
Abstain. Terry Goodman, no. Lonnie Hicks.
What's the motion?
The motion motion is to continue for about a week to hold a continuation meeting at a date and time to be determined if this motion passes.
Well... That's sufficiently confusing. I'll vote no.
Sandra Rowling.
I think I'm voting no on this.
Bertold Reimers. Bertold, on the motion to continue in about a week. Going on, Thomas Ruffin.
Abstain.
Thomas Ruffin abstains. Laverne Williams.
Yes.
Okay, going back to Bertold Reimers if he's on the call. Okay, assuming Bertold is not on the call, I have yes. 1, 2, 3. I have no. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2 abstentions. The motion to continue fails.
May we just vote the motions before us?
The motion before us now is that the motion be amended to identify the amount of funds, the line item or line items from which funds will come, and the range of possible impact on the bottom line unless this motion is withdrawn.
That is withdrawn?
Okay. I have to hear from Dave.
Okay, that's withdrawn.
No, I think that it should be amended to say that the financial impact should be revised to specify the line or lines from which the funds will come and the projected impact, not to exceed $15,000 on the bottom line.
Who would revise it?
Okay.
No, that was what I said the first time, which is to say
okay.
that there
so
was
that's
a
the, so that's
stating.
That's the financial impact statement, not
so
the motion.
I'm still confused. Who would revise it?
The CFO.
I'll do it.
Okay, so we're voting to recommit to the CFO.
And then does it come back to us?
It has to.
No. No.
Okay, well, I have a point of order. I don't think we can delegate that to the CFO if we're supposed to approve his statement. That's a point of order. We can't delegate to him his self-approval of his financial impact statement. I wholly disagree with that. Now, I don't think we have any specific rules governing our committee, but that doesn't make sense. And I don't think he has the authority to act for a committee of the board.
So I have
a point of order. That's out of order.
Okay, may I ask for permission of the chair to revise the amendment?
Sure, go ahead, please.
Okay.
Let me just do a time check. It's about 12 midnight Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay, the amendment, I would like to reformulate it to say that the financial impact statement shall indicate that the funds to be expended shall be assigned to the consultant line item and to Bonnie, I'd like to ask, what other line item does the expense part of it make sense in?
Well, there's a consultant line item in the board budget and a consultant line item in the national office budget. That adds $15,000.
Okay, let's say the consultant line item in the national office budget. Now, there's a question, too, that some of the funds are not in a salary. They're in other expenses associated. Do those properly belong in the consultant line item or in another line item, according to your chart of accounts?
No, consultant is consultant.
So you mean consultant? So does that mean that the consultant writes you an invoice for their salary and their expenses?
Yes, that's right.
The total amount goes into that? Okay, then the motion is that $15,000 to come from the consultant line item to fund this project, and shall indicate a maximum change in the bottom line of $15,000 with a note to indicate that it will likely be less than this in the expected event of unexpended funds from that line item.
So if I can add, you said from the consultancy line item, you mean the consultancy line item in the national office?
In the national office, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question. What about the headcount? Where are you at? I mean, you're adding headcount also. There's no mention of that on here. I mean, there's in terms of you're adding like one quarter FTE, 3 months.
What's that?
Hello?
Is that the case? Do consultants count as headcount?
Hello.
Not normally not.
Sure. If you add, you have a person there, you're paying the headcount.
No.
Yeah, they don't appear in our headcount statements. Okay. They appear in our consultant's line.
Yeah, this consultant line. FTE refers to headcount. But consultant, no. Not considered.
It could be a part-time, or it depends on whether the consultant is working there in the station, or if the person has a desk and is sitting there and has an office, or whether the person actually is going in and out. You can count it that way, if the person actually is there physically on site.
Point of privilege.
Sure.
Okay, out of the very long statement revising the motion that Dave made, I would like to read what I caught. That the financial impact statement shall indicate that the $15,000 in funds to be expended shall be assigned to the consultant line item in the national office budget, and that the range of possible impact on the bottom line shall indicate a maximum change in the bottom line of $15,000 with a note that the change will likely be less.
That's it.
That's great. Good job, Terry.
Would that push you out of compliance with our reserve requirement?
No, I don't anticipate there'll be a change to the bottom line. The $15,000 won't push me out of compliance with the reserve. We'll be okay.
Okay. Do we want to go to vote on this?
We're voting to amend?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
To amend the statement.
To amend the statement, right? This. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Do I need to reread that?
Yes, please.
That the financial impact statement shall indicate that the $15,000 funds to be expended shall be assigned to the consultant line item in the national office budget, and that the range of possible impact on the bottom line shall indicate a maximum change in that bottom line of $15,000, with a note that the change will likely be less.
Now, we're voting to change the prior motion to read that way, right?
No.
No,
we're voting
we're directing a change in the impact statement from the CFO.
Okay, so this a vote for this is a vote for the impact statement according to those terms.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's a vote that the statement be changed before we approve or reject it or evaluate it.
That's what I was asking. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
To clarify, what he just said, it doesn't mean that he goes and makes those changes and then it comes back next month. It's we're approving the statement as amended according to that specification.
But we have to do it tonight.
I'll make the amendment.
Right.
Then it goes forth. I'm assuming that we'll get
it's already tomorrow where you are.
Yes, the motion that we would get to next could say financial impact summary as amended.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's yesterday where I am for my whole life.
Ready for vote.
Sorry, can you read it one more time? My head's swimming here.
Resolved that the financial impact statement shall indicate that the $15,000 funds to be expended shall be assigned to the consultant line item in the national office budget, and that the range of possible impact on the bottom line shall indicate a maximum change in that bottom line of $15,000, with a note that the change will likely be less.
At the bottom line, not that bottom.
Okay. On this motion to amend the financial impact statement, how do you vote, Dave Adelson?
That'd be a yes.
Rudy Bediaco?
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Abstain.
That's an abstain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's an abstain.
Yeah, it sounded like you might have said same. So, Jane Gatewood?
Abstain.
Terry Goodman, yes. Lonnie Hicks?
Yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Yes. Bertold Reimers? Still gone. Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Yes. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Yes. That is all voting yes, except for two abstentions, so the motion carries. Okay. There was, going back, talk on open bid, but the resolution was not amended to reflect that. Shall we go to the resolution? Which includes, well, actually we should first vote on the amended language regarding the Corporations Code.
I don't think there's any objections to that amendment.
Could you at least read it back to us?
Yes. So the amendment to the amendment or the amendment to the proposal is to add the phrase, but recommends that the PMB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code.
Would that be part of the financial impact statement?
No. That's on the...
Be part of the resolution of approval, right?
Right.
Say again for me. Be part of the resolution
of approval.
Resolution of approval. Okay,
right.
Fine.
We're voting to amend the resolution of approval that will come next if it is amended.
Okay, thanks.
Does the chair want to ask if there's objections to that language?
I will ask that question. Are there any objections to that language?
I don't have an objection, but I had something a little more in mind. In addition to the self-dealing, my concern was also, as I mentioned again, about this whole consultant potential liability, you know, employer. I'm kind of losing my words at this point, but it revolves around you know, basically establishing that the contractual relationship didn't put us in any potential liability.
Can we handle that as a separate amendment?
Okay.
Is that what you had in mind, Terry?
Well, I don't see other issues, but that could be an amendment of along the lines of or otherwise increase foundation liability.
I would like language specific to Thomas's concern, but I think we can do it as a separate amendment after we do this one. I'm too tired to do more than one sentence at a time here.
Yes, we can.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Sure, please. Go ahead.
Are we intending to deal with the RFP as well this evening or not?
We're just dealing with what's on hand right now, and the time is like 12 midnight.
Yay or nay?
No.
Oh, wait.
No.
Move the agenda, please.
So, Chair wants to ask again if there's objection to the language, but yes, recommends that.
Are there any other comments? Okay, fine. Are there any objections to the language?
Just this amendment, right?
Right.
There do not appear to be objections, so.
Then the motion as amended is ready for further amendment.
Can you please read it back to us?
The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project and finds the project feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PNB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code.
I'd like to propose an amendment.
Please.
Insert at the end of that sentence. And the IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus contractor.
Okay. The amendment is to add the phrase with respect to ensuring compliance, and IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus a contractor.
All right. Is there any objection to this amendment? Is there discussion first?
Just read it over again. The whole thing.
The whole thing. The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project and finds the project feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PNB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code and IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus a contractor.
Thank you.
Okay. So is there any objection or is there further discussion on this amendment? Are there objections? Okay, thank you.
Brian here?
Yes, Brian.
Another amendment. I would like to strike the words find the project feasible. As I'm understanding, as you all are explaining it to me, we're only looking at the impact, not the feasibility of the project itself.
Okay, and the language is? Terry, do we have it?
As amended, it would read, if this amendment is approved, the PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project and finds the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PNB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code.
And the tax part.
Oh, right, and IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus the contractor.
Okay. Is there a discussion? Is there objection to this language?
Yes.
Please.
I think feasibility is part of a financial review. So I would only object to striking it on that basis.
I'm sorry, you said feasibility is what?
Wait, I mean, it's financially feasible. So if we put in financially feasible rather than strike finds the project feasible, that would possibly satisfy both of us. I don't know.
Tom,
but I object to striking finds the project feasible on that basis.
Okay. Brian, you proposed that. Would you like to reconsider? Or?
I'm tired, but I think what Terry is proposing is okay. I just don't want us to be giving... If we're only looking at financial impact, I don't want us to be giving the Good Housekeeping Standard
right,
approval
right.
to...
Right, right. So I'm suggesting, as an alternative to mm-hmm. striking's language, if we insert financially in front of feasible to qualify that feasibility assessment.
Yeah, I'll go along with that substitute.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So are we at... So where are we now? We have the motion. We have it's amended. Are there further discussions, amendments to this motion?
Yeah, it's Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
I'd like to add a second sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The National Finance Committee is not reviewing nor commenting on the merits of any particular person doing this work.
Okay.
Stop that without objection.
I'm sorry, Dave, you said what?
Can we adopt it without objection?
Well, that's the question. Is there any discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none. Okay.
And I'll go for one more amendment.
Please.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do it in short little bites, so it's quick here. I think it's working. National Finance Committee encourages the National Board to go through open hiring processes for all employees and consultants it retains directly.
This is Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that. I spent a year and a half trying to get a contract policy through, and a sweeping statement like that is really something that, you know, either a personnel committee or a governance committee, I mean, you should go through it a lot. For example, we've had lots and lots of other hires of consultants all around the network, some of them outside of approved budgets. Nobody's ever said anything till now, and to do something that sweeping at this hour, I'd be opposed to. If you want to say that, you know, it's the feeling of some finance committee members that this should be bid, that's a different matter. I'm not even there, but I don't think that a sweeping statement of policy like that should be made in this way at this time.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I would agree. It's outside finance at this point. I'm trying to keep it strictly on financial issues.
It's a recommendation, not a statement of policy.
Yeah, but I'm not sure we should be making recommendations on hiring policy inside the narrow confines of this issue.
Would
there be a problem with wording it the way that Dave suggested, where some members staff?
Well,
Madam
Chair?
Sure.
Well, I think it's going to come to everybody. I mean, everybody knows that this concern is expressed, and I think members could just email reps if they wanted. I actually don't really fully agree with Lonnie there. I think it would be reasonable for the Finance Committee to be looking at certain kinds of finance procedures, although, you know, I'm too tired right now to think of whether this really should or shouldn't be. But whatever the case, you know, it's a little late for broad policy statements of that sort. But if somebody wants to amend it with respect to this issue, I'll probably vote against it, but I think it's in order.
I think that if we were to urge the board to look at a hiring procedure on it, but I don't think that that's the board's province at this point.
I think this issue is already going to come to the board. Clearly, people feel strongly about it. There are issues around it. We'll be talking about it. I think we should just move, but that's my own two cents.
Okay, and here we now. We have this.
Well, I'll withdraw it if someone wants to propose substitute language that's more specific.
I'll propose something that's more specific, but I think
please,
we got to stop. I think we need to stop with the amendments. But on this question, I think the financial feasibility could be addressed if we move to amend such that there is added that the
National Finance Committee believes that the financial feasibility of this project would be enhanced by competition on the part of by broad competition for those seeking the consultancy rather than sole source procurement of a consultant. I think that would be it. Other than that, let's vote.
Dave?
Sure.
See, my issue with that language is that this has been framed as a consultancy because we're talking about paying for it out of that line. But what we're really talking about is funding Rob to basically spend 3 months full time to develop all aspects of a project of essentially his design, our mutual design in consultation with Lonnie and Greg. And, I mean, let's just be blunt. That's what it is. So how do you get somebody who can do that project better than the person who understands all the different working parts? I don't see this as a bid for a consultancy, but maybe people want to make it that. But that's my view. I mean, this goes to some of Brian's deeper questions, which we really will have to address in coordinating and at the board level. But anyhow, that's why I wouldn't be in favor of that particular language. But as I said, if other people are going to do feel strongly about it, in order, I just don't agree.
As for speaking about whether Rob is particularly qualified or not, I mean, as an individual, I think that is outside of the scope of the financial impact statement. But whether or not my proposal ought to be adopted or not, at least it does draw from economic theory that's based on the theory that competition for a job or for an opportunity leads to better results and more feasible performance of the task at hand rather than just picking one individual through sole source procurement. And so that's what I was basing it on for the sake of argument.
Okay. Terry, where are we here?
I need Thomas to confirm my language on his proposed amendment. The National Finance Committee believes that the financial feasibility of the project would be enhanced by opening the project to competitive bidding.
Thomas, is that your language?
That's acceptable.
Okay, we've had discussion. Is there more discussion? Do we want to go for a vote? Okay, then we'd like to vote on this amendment to the motion.
On the amendment, Dave Adelson.
Pass.
Rudy Bediako.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brian Edwards Tekert.
Pass.
Pass. Jane Gatewood.
Okay, I'm going to be bold here at 12:15 Eastern Time and say no.
No. Terry Goodman votes no. Lonnie Hicks.
No.
No. Sandra Rawline.
Oh.
No. Berthold Reimers. Gone. Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Yes. LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Yes. Back to the passes. Dave Adelson.
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Brian Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
Yes. Yeses. One, two. Noes. One, two, three, four.
I believe there were three yeses, LaVarne, Thomas, and myself.
You are...
Yep.
Oh, I typed LaVarne's as a T.
It is late even on the West Coast, on the left coast.
Yes, you are correct. Three yeses.
I have to ride my bicycle for an hour to get home after this.
Three yeses, four noes, two abstains.
Is someone working on the street outside your home?
Hello?
Maybe it's the
yeah.
TV. Anyway, that amendment fails.
Okay. So where are we now? The original motion with the amendment. Do we want? Is there more discussion? Any other amendments?
I'm just wondering if anyone who voted against that amendment can propose something that encourages the board to go through a competitive hire in this case that would be acceptable to them.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I guarantee guarantee you that issue is going to be discussed. I just posted something on the Alliance list in response to someone. Somebody wrote, I guarantee you we'll be considering it. Could we just finish what we've got before it? I give you my personal word. I will raise it myself if no one else does when it gets to us. And I know Thomas will.
You know Thomas, if he's alive and present, will. He will. You're right. If he's alive and present, he will. You're right.
And if tragedy strikes and Thomas is not there to do it, I will do it on his behalf, regardless of my own thinking, because it's an issue that people care about.
The time is 9:16 p.m. Pacific daylight time.
Right, where the Pacific is bringing in knife surf. Let's vote.
Is there any other discussion points? May we hear the motion?
The motion as amended, this is the final approval. The PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project and finds the project financially feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends
as amended. The impact summary as amended.
Yes, right. We decided to do that. Or we amended it as amended. Financial impact summary for the DD project as amended.
Start again, please.
Yeah, let me type it.
You want a typewriter?
The PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDG project as amended and finds the project financially feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PMB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code and IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus a contractor. The National Finance Committee is not reviewing or commenting upon the merits of any particular person doing this work. Dave Adelson.
I'm sorry, I was reading something. I'll pass. I want to say yes, don't I? Yes. Is this what I've been talking about all night? Yes, I'll vote yes.
Baruti Bediako.
Yes.
Yes. Brian Edwards Takert.
No.
No. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Pass?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Terry Goodman, yes. Lonnie Hicks.
Yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Yes. Thomas Ruffin.
No.
No. LeBarn Williams.
No.
No. 6 yeses. 3 noes. The motion passes.
Okay.
Can we?
Right. I would like to entertain a a motion here.
Well, I move we adjourn.
Okay.
Before we do that, our next meeting is set for a date that you and Lonnie won't be there, right? Because you're on the audit committee.
No, that's not correct. Berto explained that. No, that's the
right. Okay.
That's thanks. The audit committee.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, good night, and I promise we won't do a 4-hour meeting again. Not as long as.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks
good night.
For sticking with it.
Good night.
And Jane, can you stay on for a moment?
Okay.